Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, it's spent a lot of time there, a lot of good people over there. 19 seasons, you know, over there in Arizona. You know, we moved our family out there, kids went to school there. So it's always been a big part of our life. So it's nice to see them. There's not a lot of people left, really. It's been almost 10 years since I left there, but it's nice to see them.
Catching side, I know the season didn't necessarily start the way folks anticipated with Alvy going down so early, but as a whole, when you look at the sample size of what Luis and what Hayden did, how pleased were you with the way that they stepped up in Alvy's absence?
They did great. You know, Louis Torrens, you know, stepped right in, handled our pitching staff, did a great job defensively, and basically shut down the running game, which was huge for us because we playing a lot of teams that like to run. But he did a great job. He got some big hits for us. He's done a great job, and you know we're excited about getting Alvy back as well.
And we talk so much about Louis and what Alvy meant, but Hayden Sanger to step up the way that he did. For him to make his major league debut and fill in, I mean, beyond adequately, he was really solid. Knowing that you guys have that third level of protection down there, how much confidence does that give you guys heading into the rest of the year?
We got a ton of confidence in Hayden, and I think now that, you know, he's a major leaguer and that he's come up here and he's played in the major leagues, he knows he's a major league catcher. So I think it's done a lot for his confidence, but he's an elite catcher. You know, the way he can handle the pitching staff and the way he catches and the way he throws, he's so solid back there. So, you know, when the time comes and we need him, it's nice to know we have him.
It seems like it's a very small sample size, but Alvy seems like the Alvy of old, and that there's energy and he brings this level of joy to the game. Was there any level of frustration for him early when the injury happened, and how was he able to come back, overcome that to get to the Alvy that we're seeing now?
I think there was some frustration, you know, to have that type of luck the last two seasons where you have two hand surgeries, two left hand surgeries is pretty tough to take for a young catcher. But, you know, he handled it very well, and I think he approached his rehab that way, like I'm going to get back and be is stronger than ever. And that's what it appears. It appears that he's, you know, he's come back. He's still got that same energy and that same smile, and he plays hard. And I see that level of confidence that you're talking about.
And in terms of the hand injury itself, I mean, there's obviously that extra level of difficulty knowing that it is his catching hand and it takes so much pounding. Is there anything that you guys have to do in terms of getting with the athletic training staff to make sure that his hand is prepared and ready to go? Or is it at this point, surgery's done, rehab's done, he's full go?
Well, I think he's full go, but we certainly keep that in mind of what he's gone through and, you know, where he's at physically. But, you know, he's playing a tough position to have a hand injury. So we kind of assess that every day and just check on him and make sure, because he's a tough kid and he wants to play and he wants to help our team and he's chomping at the bit to get back there. But yeah, we check in with him to make sure he's doing okay, because I'm not so sure he's telling us exactly how he feels.
And offensively, I know he made all those adjustments with his swing. How is he done in terms of defense, knowing that he's put so much time into adjusting his swing offensively? Do you still see his defense continuing to grow every single day?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's done a good job of separating his offense and his defense, and that's something he's going to learn as he matures as a player. He's a young player, and he's still developing, and he's so good, and he does so many things well. But I think he's still adjusting to that, and this is a tough job. We put a lot on the catcher. We run a lot of signs and a lot of responsibility. So I think he knows what his priority is, but also knows what kind of player he is and how he can contribute.
Charles, appreciate your time as always.
Okay, Pat.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.